we only tell you about the ones that get caught. Think about that. This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of December 16th, 2004.
All right, please, police!
Bad Cop No Donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. A police officer in Jackson, Mississippi, was arrested this week after he was accused of raping a 13-year-old girl. Officer Perry Coleman turned himself in last Thursday. The girl claimed that Coleman raped her at his home on Monday. The girl's mother says Coleman was mentoring her daughter. Coleman was placed on administrative leave with pay earlier this week. He's been charged with statutory rape and, if convicted, faces up to 20 years in jail. A business executive in Lunenburg, Massachusetts, who was arrested along with his son last year, has filed court documents requesting disciplinary records of two police officers. The man and his son arrived at their home to discover police beating the man's 71-year-old father. After the man did what anyone would do and intervened, attempting to stop the beating, he was charged with assaulting a police officer and resisting arrest, along with his teenage son, after they were beaten by the police themselves. In the court documents filed this week, the man claims that he believes that the officers involved, Matthew Swain and Shane Rodriguez, have been the subject of a number of complaints regarding brutality and assaults on citizens.
We have a 12-year-old boy. We had two officers shoot him in the back. Not in the front, not in the chest, in the back. Meaning, he's defenseless.
The truth is this boy was murdered. The truth is the police lied to cover it up. And now the truth is that they have used what they call their investigative procedures to continue the cover-up and to try to get these troopers never to have to answer for their conduct.
I just wanted the truth. I wanted to know how my baby died, why my baby died. That's it.
The U.S. Department of Justice will not lay charges against two state troopers responsible for the shooting death of a 12-year-old boy in Uniontown, Pennsylvania on Christmas Eve 2002. Prosecutors say that there's not enough evidence to proceed with charges against troopers Samuel Nassan and Juan Curry. At a coroner's hearing in January 2003, Curry claimed that his gun went off accidentally as he was climbing over a fence. Nassan testified that he fired at the boy because he thought the boy had fired a shot at Curry. The lawyer for the boy's family has accused the police of covering up the shooting and has in the past claimed to have witnesses to back up his claims.
It's shocking that if it's school procedure for any age child to be arrested, cuffed, put in the back of a paddy wagon, taken down to a police station, while the school knew all day that this was going on, never to have contacted an interested adult like her mother.
That was unnecessary.
That, as far as a handcuffing and a police action, that's uncalled for. They should have called the parent and let them straighten it out.
Police in Philadelphia arrested a 10-year-old fourth grader last Thursday for having scissors at school. Officials at the school say that the girl did not threaten anyone with the scissors, but that they have a zero-tolerance policy towards weapons in the school. The police say they were following department rules when they handcuffed the girl and took her to a police station in a patrol wagon. They later released her with no charges. The school, however, suspended her for 5 days. A police officer in St. Catharines, Ontario, has been accused of having sex on the hood of his police cruiser in a park and trying to frame a fellow officer for drunk driving. Constable Eric Mattison is facing 8 charges of misconduct under the Police Services Act, including deceit, discreditable conduct, and neglect of duty. Details of the incidents, which took place in 2003, were obtained by a Hamilton newspaper this week. Mattison, who is suspended without pay, is denying the allegations. His 13-year police career has been marred by criminal charges, including assault and soliciting prostitutes. His father is former Toronto police officer David Mattison, who murdered his wife and dumped her body parts in Lake Ontario. In the most recent charges, Mattison is accused of falsifying information after he pulled over a senior officer in a traffic stop and charged him with drunk driving. He was observed by a group of teenagers in a Port Coburn park having sex with a woman who he had offered a ride to earlier on the hood of his police cruiser in a public park. Police say that he also used police computers twice the same evening to try to obtain information about the woman. Mattison, who is married, pleaded guilty to soliciting a prostitute in 1994 after being caught in a police sting and was fined $200. He also pleaded guilty to assaulting a man in 1999. A hearing date for the most recent charges will be set on January the 11th. A Los Angeles police officer used a stun gun on a 78-year-old man last week. The man had gone to the Los Angeles International Airport to retrieve an impounded car. Police say the man made threats and ignored their commands to stop moving towards them when they were forced to send 50,000 volts of electricity through his body, ultimately sending the man to hospital. Police say they plan to charge the man with disturbing the peace and resisting an officer. The FBI are investigating the Lafayette, Louisiana Police Department's use of tasers in relation to two specific cases. In August, police shocked a man 17 times with a stun gun during a drug sting. In October, a man died in Lafayette police custody after he was shocked with a stun gun. A man in Carbondale, Colorado, who was tasered by a police officer after he failed to come to a full stop at a stop sign, will have his police brutality case heard by a judge in February. Police strongly defend the use of tasers. Stun guns manufactured by Taser International, which have been making the supposedly non-lethal weapons since the 70s, enjoyed more than $13 million in sales in the first quarter of 2004. According to Amnesty International, more than 74 people in the United States and Canada have been killed in cases related to taser use in the past 4 years. That number appears to be getting larger very quickly. There have been several more taser-related deaths since the November release of the Amnesty International reports on taser use. Police in New York City shot and killed a Bronx man this week after he was involved in a dispute with a man who had stolen his cell phone. The man who had lost his phone decided to call it and confronted a man who appeared to be in possession of it. He was later confronted by the police, who shot him 3 times. Police claim that the man was in possession of a firearm, but so far the gun has not been recovered. A police officer in Chicago has been charged with swindling a 91-year-old man out of his home. Officer Donald Owsley has been charged with financial exploitation, forgery, and official misconduct. Owsley is alleged to have befriended the elderly man before fraudulently obtaining interest in his estate and making himself a joint tenant in the man's bank accounts. He also filed false documents to make himself the beneficiary of the man's home in the event of his death. If convicted, Owsley faces up to 15 years in prison.
I would be tried by God. And not by man.
In our eyes, it's murder. It wasn't self-defense, but that's what the jury saw fit. Maybe we can carry on knowing that he's going to jail. He's going to jail.
A former RCMP constable in Lethbridge, Alberta, convicted of manslaughter for killing a prisoner, will be allowed to serve his sentence at home. Constable Mike Ferguson was awaiting sentencing in jail. Ferguson shot and killed a man in a jail cell struggle in October 1999. The charge of manslaughter involving a firearm usually carries a minimum 4-year jail sentence, but Ferguson's lawyer successfully argued that since Ferguson used a gun in his daily work, that he should therefore not be required to serve the minimum sentence. A judge agreed and sentenced Ferguson to 2 years less a day of house arrest. Prosecutors who requested a 6-year jail sentence have 30 days to appeal the sentence. A sheriff's deputy in Orange County, Florida, was caught on videotape urinating in a public elevator last month. The property managers of the building the elevator was in installed a camera in order to catch the person responsible for the urine stench that had been plaguing the elevator every few days for several weeks. The camera captured Deputy Carl Brown using the elevator for a purpose other than its intended one. Brown is on administrative duty while the investigation continues. 2 sheriff's deputies in Riverside, California, were charged last week with sexual assault of female inmates at the county jail in Indio. Deputy Joseph Bassett was charged with 11 felony and 4 misdemeanor counts of aggravated sexual battery and or having consensual sex with inmates. Deputy John Burns was charged with 9 felony counts of aggravated sexual battery and or having consensual sex with inmates. 8 female inmates claim to have been assaulted. Some claim to have been groped while handcuffed or awaiting court proceedings. Others claim they were forced to perform sex acts in exchange for clothing, toiletries, and other living materials. Bissett, Burns, and a 3rd officer, who has not been charged, were placed on administrative leave in June after the allegations against them became known. 3 Toronto police officers who killed a man at a park last summer will not have charges filed against them. This week, Ontario's Special Investigations Unit cleared the officers who shot the man 4 times as he approached them with a knife and refused to comply with their orders. Community activists are calling the shooting unjustified and unnecessary and are calling for the reform of the Special Investigations Unit. A man whose beating at the hands of Los Angeles police was televised worldwide was sentenced to 3 years in prison this week. The man's lawyer says he hopes that now that his client has taken responsibility for his actions, the district attorney will hold the officers responsible for the beating accountable. In the videotape, Officer David Hale is seen tackling the man, who was standing still with his hands raised, before Officer John Hatfield struck him with a flashlight at least 11 times. The appropriate response, as far as the LAPD is concerned, appears to be their plan to issue smaller, specially designed rubber-coated flashlights in the near future. 2 unidentified police officers in Del Rio, Texas, are currently under investigation for misconduct. No other details are available presently.
Nick came and grabbed him and took him and drove him back to the car and threw the butt on his head on the asphalt.
To have one beer and to just devastate a person like that, slam him to the ground, that's not necessary. And he needs to be vindicated.
The Justice Department and the FBI will be investigating 2 recent in-custody deaths in Jacksonville, Florida. As we told you last week, a man was killed by Officer Caleb Underwood, who broke the man's neck after discovering the man drinking a beer in public. Days later, another man was killed after police pepper sprayed him and put him in a restraint. The cause of death in that case has not been released. The deaths of 2 black men in police custody over 1 3-day period has raised some serious concerns about the Jacksonville police. 3 witnesses in an ongoing police brutality trial in Sacramento this week testified that they witnessed police beating 2 women. The victims of the beating are suing the county and deputies Heather Sullivan and David Leon, along with Sergeant Gregory Johnson. Several witnesses claimed they called the police and reported the officers' behavior, but that no reports were taken. The brawl was started after Sullivan pulled one of the victims over for a minor traffic infraction on May 11, 2002. On Monday night, angry residents in Hartford, Connecticut, crammed into a city council meeting to complain about an act of police brutality which occurred last month. A meeting with public officials has been arranged. The chief of police in Elmer, New Jersey, was indicted by a grand jury this week. Chief William Osterman Jr. was charged with several counts relating to his failure to destroy weapons which were not sold at a city auction. Osterman kept the guns instead. He was forced to turn over his badge, gun, and keys to the police station and has been suspended with pay. His charges include 3 counts of official misconduct, theft, failure to obtain a gun permit, tampering with physical evidence, and attempted theft. A police officer in Colorado Springs has resigned after being charged with misconduct. 3 weeks ago, Officer Charles Brosshaus confronted an 18 to 20-year-old man for underage drinking. Instead of issuing a citation, as is the custom, the officer took the man back to a police station and took a number of shirtless photographs of the man. The Colorado Springs Police Department is trying to get the officer's law enforcement certification revoked. The city council in Oak Grove, Kentucky, met last week to consider disbanding their local police department. Councillors are concerned with the high insurance premiums that they must pay, which result from several lawsuits involving allegations of misconduct by its officers. Last month, a jury awarded over $2 million to a local couple who were successful in their police misconduct suit. Other than the killings already mentioned, police also killed people this week in Portland, Oregon, Des Moines, Iowa, and in Chicago and Belleville, Illinois. Email your comments and story ideas to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Each week we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song. This week, it's Pork and Beef by The Coup.
Yeah. It's all good, man.
We off in the Oakland Hills. Dodging in one time.
If you got beef with COPs, throw a Molotov at the PIGs, cause they be harassing you and me. You gotta understand that we still not free. If you got beef with COPs, throw a Molotov at the PIGs, cause they be harassing you and me.
Don't trust the police, no justice, no peace. They got me face down in the middle of the street, pistol with me with the heat. Chicken shit sizzling, trying to serve me with the all you can eat. Murder beef, I'm a young black heterosexual male. Don't drink, drink, don't smoke, don't sell. That's the real reason why they want me up in jail. They want me to fail, I resist and rebel. See, I give a fuck about the COP, PIGs. I wanna lock and shake them like a PIT, cause they wanna see me DIE. Tommy Cash under my. I'm a pre-OG, dark Soviet socialist, bitches venomous, vocalist, prone, bo-po, total, holding it down for Oakland, flows through at least smoking, and the shit we doing, we hoping, so just to notice, to get promoted, to throw a Molotov, music.
We got beef with COP, throw a Molotov at the PIGs, cause they be harassing you and me, you gotta understand that we still not free. If you got beef with COPs, throw a Molotov at the PIGs, cause they be harassing you and me, you gotta understand that we still not free.
And leave a daughter smoke. See them that's harder for them. That they've been hunting since my mama fucking water broke. Cause they the henchmen, nah, they the linchmen. Between the rich and poor, so we don't entrench them. Cause they just dance with the dollars and cents. So where you stand, gonna be candles, flowers, and incense. Behind steel gates, with 50 cent an hour bill rates. Up in Quentin, making Michael Church for Bill Gates. Pelican Bay, t-shirts for the workout. Police station where the slave catchers work out. Let the thunder out, no more taking under route. We'll synchronize and give them shit to wonder about. The DA is guilty, you're not guilty. We need control of the cash and the realty. And get rid of all the motherfucking parasites. More than we burning 420 Fahrenheit. Shaking in their boots when we start to bust. They ain't scared of rap music, they scared of us.
If